Why the thermostat is the highest impact control in your home. The single best thermostat setting to save electricity in Texas is 78 degrees Fahrenheit when you are home, 85 degrees Fahrenheit when you are away, and 82 degrees Fahrenheit at night. This is a range the U.S. Department of Energy has recommended for decades, and one that ERCOT's own demand reduction guidance echoes during grid stress events. Texas households spend more on electricity than almost any other state. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that the average Texas residential customer used 1,176 kilowatt-hours per month in 2022, compared to a national average of 899 kilowatt-hours. Air conditioning accounts for roughly 50% of that consumption during summer months, according to the EIA's Residential Energy Consumption Survey. That means the thermostat dial controls more of your bill than any other single device in the house. The good news, changing a number on a screen costs nothing. The savings are immediate and measurable. The core rule, every degree costs real money. The Department of Energy estimates that setting the thermostat 1 degree higher for 8 hours saves approximately 1% on the cooling portion of the electricity bill. That sounds modest until the math is applied to a Texas summer. Consider a household paying the Texas statewide average retail rate of 13.5 cents per kilowatt hour, EIA, January 2024. If the AC accounts for 600 kilowatt hours of a 1,200 kilowatt hours monthly bill, every degree of setback saves roughly 6 kilowatt hours, or about 81 cents per month. Across a 5-month Texas cooling season, that is roughly $4 per degree. Households that drop from 72 Fahrenheit to 78 Fahrenheit are talking about $24 or more in direct savings, before accounting for the fact that larger, less efficient homes see proportionally larger swings. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, reinforces this point during conservation appeals. When the grid tightens on peak summer afternoons, ERCOT publicly asks customers to set thermostats to 78 degrees Fahrenheit or higher between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. That request is not arbitrary. It is grounded in load data showing that residential AC is the dominant source of peak demand on the ERCOT grid. The recommended settings, explained. When you are home and awake, 78 degrees Fahrenheit. This is the floor recommended by the Department of Energy for cooling comfort. Most people acclimate to 78 degrees Fahrenheit within a few days, particularly when ceiling fans are running. A ceiling fan allows the thermostat to be set about 4 degrees Fahrenheit higher without any reduction in perceived comfort, according to the DOE, because moving air increases the evaporation of perspiration. Note, ceiling fans cool people, not rooms. Turn them off when leaving a room, or the savings disappear. When you are away, 85 degrees Fahrenheit. An unoccupied house does not need to be cool. At 85 degrees Fahrenheit, the AC runs far less often, the compressor experiences less wear, and the electricity savings are substantial. A setback of 7 degrees from 78 degrees Fahrenheit to 85 degrees Fahrenheit, held for 8 to 10 hours on a workday, saves roughly 7 to 10% on the daily cooling load. One caution for Texas specifically, do not turn the AC completely off in summer. Indoor humidity can climb fast enough to promote mold growth, and the time and energy required to bring a 95 degrees Fahrenheit back to 78 degrees Fahrenheit often exceeds the savings. The 85 degrees Fahrenheit set point threads this needle. When you are asleep, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Sleep research published by the National Sleep Foundation suggests that the ideal bedroom temperature for adults is between 65 degrees Fahrenheit and 68 degrees Fahrenheit, which conflicts directly with energy-saving advice. The practical compromise for Texas households is to use a ceiling fan or a bedroom fan, set the whole house thermostat to 82 degrees Fahrenheit, and let moving air handle perceived comfort. Many people sleep comfortably at 82 degrees Fahrenheit with a fan running, and the overnight savings over a full summer are meaningful. How much does raising the thermostat actually save? Here is a straightforward comparison based on the DOE's 1% per degree rule and an average Texas summer cooling bill of $150 per month, 5 months, $750 seasonal. Our thermostat setting, estimated monthly cooling cost, seasonal cost 5 months. 1. $185. $125. $75 all day, $168, $840. 78 degrees home, 85 degrees away, $140, $700. 78 degrees home, 88 degrees away, $130. These figures are illustrative estimates derived from DOE efficiency guidance and EIA average rate data. Actual savings depend on home size, insulation quality, duct condition, and equipment age. The directional relationship is consistent across all those variables. Higher settings cost less. Smart thermostats and electricity savings. A programmable or smart thermostat automates the setback schedule, so the household does not have to remember to adjust anything. The Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star program estimates that a properly programmed smart thermostat saves an average of $50 per year on heating and cooling combined nationally. In Texas, where cooling dominates, the cooling season share of that figure is higher. Beyond scheduling, some smart thermostats participate directly in demand response programs offered by Texas retail electric providers. Under these programs, the provider can nudge the thermostat up by 1 or 2 degrees during grid stress periods, typically in exchange for bill credits. Providers including Reliant, now NRG, TXU Energy, and Green Mountain Energy have offered demand response programs in recent years. Check the provider's current plan terms because availability and credit amounts change seasonally. When shopping for a smart thermostat, the two most widely available options are the Google Nest Learning Thermostat, around $130 retail, and the Ecobee Smart Thermostat Premium, around $190 retail. Both carry Energy Star certification and are compatible with most central AC systems in Texas. Neither requires a subscription to function at a basic programmable level. When not to chase the highest set point. There are situations where pushing the thermostat higher is the wrong call. Households with infants, elderly residents, or people with certain medical conditions, heart disease, heat stroke history, multiple sclerosis, should not treat these temperature targets as hard rules. Heat illness risk rises significantly above 80 degrees Fahrenheit indoors for vulnerable populations, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Homes with known humidity problems, poor insulation, or west-facing glass walls may not respond to setbacks the way an average house does. Addressing the underlying building envelope issue delivers more durable savings than thermostat adjustments alone. Finally, if the home uses a time-of-use electricity plan, the calculus changes. On a plan where peak rates, typically 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., run 2 to 3 times higher than off-peak rates, pre-cooling the house to 74 degrees Fahrenheit before 3 p.m., and then setting back to 80 degrees Fahrenheit during peak hours may save more money than a flat 78 degrees Fahrenheit setting all day. The math depends on the specific rate schedule, so compare against the plan's rate card. The bottom line, the best thermostat setting to save electricity in Texas is 78 degrees Fahrenheit when occupied, 85 degrees Fahrenheit when empty, and 82 degrees Fahrenheit overnight with a fan. These three numbers align with DOE guidance, ERCOT conservation recommendations, and the basic physics of how air conditioning loads scale with the difference between indoor and outdoor temperature. No equipment purchase is required to start. Adjust the thermostat today, and the savings appear on the next bill.